We trying to behave ourselves on the story? Well, y'all know what we thinking right now.
I'm ready for the night. I got a little extra energy. I don't know what might come out of my mouth tonight.
As your kids, tell them go sit their bad asses down so we're grown folks in here talking.
TGIF.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to TGIF. I'm your girl, Claudia Jordan, and I'm back. It's Wednesday. I'm back with two of the most fabulous men in the industry with another brand new fresh episode of your favorite show, TGIF. Now we're here to spill the tea and break down some of the biggest headlines on the news and in social media. So sit back, relax, grab your cocktail or tea or whatever it is you're drinking today and get ready for this hot tea. We have a great show for you tonight. Please welcome multimedia personality and talk show host, Funky Dineva. What's up, Q?
What's going on, everybody?
And please welcome brand strategist and also talk show host, Al Reynolds. What's up, Al?
What's going on, Claudia?
I am good. These lashes does not let me be great, but it's okay. We're going to have a great show. And I'm your girl, Claudia Jordan. We're going to have fun tonight. How are y'all feeling today? How's everybody feeling? Let's just out the gate with that cue.
Child, I'm in here hoping I ain't got the COVIDs again. But at the 2-year anniversary of Fox Soul is like upon us. I don't know. I feel the spirit. I feel good.
You feel good?
I feel great.
Okay. All right. You know what? We'll get into that right now. Tomorrow, okay. Fox Soul, the network, celebrates 2 years on air. Now, some people can say, oh, big deal, 2 years. Let me tell you something. There's been other companies, Quibi, I think it was. That was backed, I think, by DreamWorks, one of them. $1 billion they put behind that network, they will go on within 6 months. Fox Soul was a little engine that could, and here we are approaching 2 years and growing. How does it feel, Al? What's been some of the highlights for you being, you know, being part of the Fox Soul family?
Oh, gosh, there's so many highlights. You know, when I think about Fox Soul and the success that we've had in the last 2 years, the first thing I want to do is compare it to, you know, TV1 and BET, you know, other staples that are in the African-American community. And it's quite clear that we are going to be here for a while and we too are going to be a staple. And that's just exciting for me, Claudia, you know, because you gave me this opportunity to kind of show the real me and just watching the viewers and having the viewers enjoy that and respect that and be a part of a great show has been amazing. I can promise you this, no other television network or streaming service has seen the double in growth that we've seen. We're at what, 52 million now viewers? How incredible is that? Not to mention, you know, we're on YouTube, we're on Roku, we're on Tubi, we're on Samsung TV. I mean, I just feel very, very, very proud to be a part of this like steadily growing and obviously very entertaining and content-driven network. Thank you, Claudia, for the opportunity.
My pleasure, Al. And you know what? You said 52 million. I got to step in, Mr. Facts Guy. Okay. About a few months ago, it was close to 80 million views. And I remember a couple months in, we were looking at 300,000 views. We were in the beta phase. No one really knew about us. And, you know, thanks to shows like this and y'all too, the Queens, Jason Lee, Dr. Sean, Tammy Mack, The Black Report, which is an award-winning show, Jeezy Show, Angela Yee, Tamar, Tammy Roman, a lot of people that have come through Fox Soul and been a part of this, you know, and built Keisha Cole in the beginning, she had a show. I mean, a lot of people have come through Fox Soul and helped, and they were all part of the success of this network. And it's we can only go up. I mean, we're not slowing down.
I'm going to tell you how you know Fox Soul is the deal. Because Effie White don't work for nobody. Okay? I don't work for nobody. It's just a personal. I've been burnt in this business. I just have a personal rule. I don't work for nobody because I don't have to. You know what I'm saying? The way my money comes in, I don't have to. I prefer not to have a boss. I prefer not to punch no clock. I prefer nobody telling me what to do. I'm not coming to no company Christmas parties. And I hate having email addresses that don't end with my last name. But there was something about this that felt right. I was like, it's my people talking to my people in a language in which we understand the way we talk to one another. I didn't have to water myself down for the audience. I didn't have to pull myself in any direction to please any advertiser. It just felt so right to be Black. That's it. Not Black and enslaved, not Black and oppressed, not Black and affirmative action. Just be Black. And that is what I love about Foxhole. And I am honored to be a part of Foxhole, from what I consider to be somewhat the ground up. And hopefully, you know, we could ride this chariot into the sunset, into the lights fall off. And I'm just thankful to be here. So Foxhole, Foxhole, y'all got me on payroll. You must be special.
I just want to say a special thank you to James DeBose. I don't know, I've told the story before, but the day before I first substituted on Foxhole on the Mike and Donnie show, shout out to Mike Hill and Donnie, like I substituted on this show. I had just gotten let go from a radio show the day before because they were getting rid of that show. I was in Dallas. They canceled the show. I came to LA just to try something out, and I got asked to substitute to fill in. And those 3 days of filling in, when I was about to leave and go back to Dallas and say my goodbyes to everybody, James DeBose took me aside. He said, need you back here on Monday. I said, I don't live here anymore. He says, figure it out. And we've been figuring it out as we go on. And we've definitely built up a level of trust and respect where I can actually bring shows. I've never been on a network or in a company where I felt comfortable. Where I could be like, hey, I got an idea. And it gets taken seriously. And here at Foxhole, you can talk to the boss. You can have a conversation with him and run your ideas by him. If it makes sense for the network, he's going to do what he can to make it happen. So I tip my hat to you, brother, for overseeing this, for building this. And 1 year, a year and a half, we grew 4,800%. Every network in the world would kill for that kind of growth. So, brother, thank you so much for what you do and giving all these beautiful and talented Black people a chance to be them without the woe is me thing, like Funky said, and be intelligent and being a great light, like Al said, and to have opportunities and create jobs for other people that look like us. That don't happen every day. So let's keep delivering that good ass content. And thank you so much, Foxhole, James DeBose, Stephen Brown, Joyce, Justin, for being a fantastic producer.
Thank you.
And everyone behind the scenes that makes this thing work. We appreciate you. And we got more for y'all. And thanks for y'all being here and building this great show. This show has been fun. All right, y'all. Let's get into the show. Y'all came for it, so here we go. Drake is the talk of the town because he allegedly used hot sauce to kill his sperm after a hookup. That's right, hot sauce. Allegedly, Drake met up with an Instagram model on social media. He hooked up with her. They had sex in his hotel room. Afterwards, he threw the condom in the bathroom, and the woman allegedly retrieved from the trash his condom and tried to impregnate. That this is so gross to me. I hate seeing sperm. She tried to impregnate herself with it. But to her surprise, she claims that Drake put hot sauce in the condom to kill his sperm. She was talking about she got burnt and she gonna sue him. What do you think about Drake's supposed alleged unconventional way to protect himself from pregnancy?
I hope he did, and he should have used gasoline, and her labia majora should have fell off. Okay, you got big. First of all, you are not entitled. That is my personal property. There has got to be some type of legal precedent set about my seminal fluids. They are mine. You have no right to them. I have the right to do anything I want to do with my seminal fluid, including fill it up with hot sauce, sriracha, lemon pepper, maple syrup, and any damn thing else. And then you've got the nerve to go in the bathroom and attempt to take it and do an upside down Simone Biles and stick it in yourself. Burn yourself, and then you got the nerve to want to sue me because you were trying to do some underhanded stuff. I'm going to tell you something. No wonder all these rappers turning gay. It's just easy. Okay? It's just easy. And let me tell you something. We right now in the media, we have this big push that men ain't ish. Claudia, I hate to say this, but it's really y'all. Women these days, y'all are trash. Y'all are trash. To the point where she went in the trash to get trash to put in her trash box. That is just trash. Lazy bitches don't want to work. Go. What happened to going to ICDC college and getting a nursing degree or CNA or veterinary tech, you lazy heifer, you? Her coochie should have fell off. I hope it don't even work no more.
I hear you. I hear you, Q. And yes, there are some trash women out there. But let's not act like Drake, who's worth all this money. What are you doing messing with a girl that would even do this and meeting girls off of social? If I was a multimillionaire, well, no, bitch. Get in my hotel room and be able to go through my trash. I wouldn't be, what's your screening process? I think humans are trash.
No, he did the right thing. He had his insurance policy, baby. He had old nasty bottle of crystals, baby. Drake did. Listen, coochie is coochie. Rather it's high-end coochie, low-end coochie, groupie coochie, executive coochie. But crystals is also crystals. Crystals will kill all kinds. Drake did his due diligence. It's her ass.
I stand by my point. What are you doing meeting girls off social media? You're too good for that, Drake. You don't see... high-end, high-worth females going through meeting men on social media and just
That's a lie.
Oh,
that's
please.
Give me some.
You guys do the same thing men do. The high-end women in entertainment do the same thing that high-end men in entertainment do. You do it because you can. You can go on social media and pick and choose who you want to experience. And if you DM them, they're more than likely going to DM you back. This is old news, though, everybody, because in his song Diplomatic Immunity, he tells us that he's having sex with a gold medalist. And what does he say? He puts sauce in his you-know-what so he don't get her pregnant. This is nothing new. He's already shared that this is what he does. He put it in his lyrics, and now I understand those lyrics because before I didn't get it. Now, the real tea here, Claudia, isn't this particular story as far as I'm concerned. The real tea is the same outlet that reported that this happened to this young lady. He met another IG model that he invited to his house or his mansion to a party and gave her COVID. And I don't know if you guys read the article, but she dropped the real tea, which was who was in attendance and what they were doing. So allegedly, Chris Brown was there doing drugs. I mean, she claims it was crack, allegedly. She also said that French Montana had sex with her girlfriend and said, you know, he had a little ding-a-ling. She also shared that Floyd Mayweather's son was there acting weird. She said, who else was there? Oh, she said Tristan Thompson was there cheating once again. And she also said that Drea was there thotting and bopping. So to me, that's the real tea around a Drake story. Not that he put hot sauce in his condom.
To be very clear before it's a man who's worse or trash, men are trash, women are trash. I'm saying people are trash. And when you have a lot to lose, you have more to lose. That girl has nothing to lose. They both were disgusting. Drake has a history of anyone can have sex with Drake. Porn star, anyone can get it. Drake is community D. And he got so much going on. I'm just saying.
What else is he supposed to be doing? He's single.
The irresponsible thing to have done would have been to have just left the condom in the garbage can. Now, I don't know, and I know it's not the best for the plumbing, but Negro, it ain't your hotel. What happened to flushing the condom? You know what I'm saying? Back where I come from, when I have my gentleman call us, honey, we wrap it up in some toilet paper and flush it. But hot sauce is a great, and you know what? Crystals, people, y'all need to team up with Trojan or whatever and make a little traveler pack thing where it come together, one condom, and then stick to it as a back of a packet of hot sauce and a packet of lube, baby. And there you go right there. That's the trick pack.
I'm not mad at the hot sauce.
How does hot sauce kill sperm?
Well, I would imagine anything that you mix in it that's acidic. When I was at the Florida State University and got my degree in economics, and people ain't teach me nothing about chemistry. But I would imagine anything vinegar-based, hot sauce-based, anything acidic that you mix with. I mean, hell, I would imagine if you put water in and stir it up bad enough, Al, it'll dilute it.
Drake, you are too big of a deal. And on top of this hot sauce broad, you got people in your house that are snitching, running their mouth, talking about all your celebrity friends. clean up the trash, because you got a lot of trash around us. Even that we shouldn't even know about this story, but we do. And thank you so much, because it's a hot topic we starting to show off today. All right, we're gonna come back. We're gonna take a quick commercial break. We start off nasty. We'll be right back right after this. More TGIF. All right, welcome back to TGIF. We started the show out the gate talking about Hot Sauce Gate, Penis Gate with Drake, and the effery continues. Drake's boy, Kanye. Do I got to call him Ye now? Is it Ye? Is it Ye? What is it now?
Yay.
Okay. Yay is up to some more shenanigans. Now, he plans to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow this year to discuss having a Sunday service performance there. What are your thoughts on Ye trying to spread the gospel in Russia? What's going on? No? Okay.
And Al still believe he moved across the street from that lady to be with the kids. This man is back, you know what, crazy. And, you know, this to me is on par with him meeting with Trump wearing that MAGA hat. Why Russia? Why not Botswana? Why not Haiti? Why not Japan? What the hell is you going over there? The people in Russia don't got all in our computers. They got our social security numbers, got our credit scores tore up. They the reason Joe Biden won't release the student loan funds. They fraud at all of us, election fraud at all of us. And you want to go lay in bed with the people that don't even speak the damn language of the music or the gospel you are trying to spread. What is wrong with this man? First of all, don't Kanye owe the Lord's people over $1 million? Didn't the Lord's choir sue Kanye? So number one, Kanye don't pay. Then he want to take them people over there where it's 30 degrees below zero to sing songs in a language that them people don't even understand for a president that do not even like us. Al, him and Britney Spears both need a mental evaluation, okay? And
he needs a conservatorship. Well, Claudia, well, Q, this is the deal. You know, he's claiming he wants to make one of his homes. He wants to make his second home in Russia. And this is the real deal. The real deal is, you're right, he is partnering with a Trump supporter who's a billionaire, who's a developer. And this developer and the deal that Kanye is doing with this developer in Russia is supposed to take Kanye from a $1 billion net worth to over a $10 billion net worth. And that is what he's using as his platform to be in Russia and to develop the relationship with the Russian president. This is just a ploy, if you ask me, for him to stay in the media for all of 2022. He's going to be in the media for two reasons. One, he's going to be divorcing Kim the entire year. And two, we're going to watch him chase this multi-billionaire status. But it doesn't matter, Kanye. It doesn't matter how rich you get, how much money you have. Kim Kardashian don't want you no more. Sorry, buddy.
It does feel like he's throwing Hail Marys to get the attention. Oh, this will do it. Well, this will do it. Well, this will do. I'm so sick of Kanye West's antics. I really am. I'm sick of the weird ass clothes with the holes in them for $2,500 for a sweater. I'm tired of the ugly ass shoes that look like it's this much rubber on them. I'm tired of him running the polls, all these little things he's doing. Like, can we just make some bomb ass music? Then you over here with no bass when you're on the white talk shows and your voice, you're talking like a white boy and you're just deleting all traces of blackness. Then that doesn't work. Then you want to go back on stage and then you want to free Larry Hoover and all kind of shit. You want to be down with the blacks again and you want to do these little antics. I'm sick of the antics, Kanye. You are talented. You are musically. All this other shit with Putin and politics and Trump and MAGA, it seems so desperate and we're over it. Cause we missed that guy with the backpack with the great smile that made dope beats for everybody else and then hopped on some tracks and gave us some really fun songs. And I don't know who this person is anymore. And I'm not a fan of it. It's annoying. It's irritating. Go to Russia. Make it a one-way ticket.
Stay your ass over
not
there.
Not a one-way ticket.
Do like Tina Turner, give up your citizenship because we don't want you no more. And them kids would be fine with Pete, Big Ding-a-ling Davis being their daddy. Okay? They would be just fine.
All right, we gotta talk. Oh, he's always in the news. I'm sick of talking about him. Oh, you know what? After this, I'm not talking about Kanye for a whole month. We're going on Kanye fast after this story, okay? Last week, we talked about his relationship with actress, I guess, Julia Fox. Now, according to reports, Kim Kardashian spoke on the topic and said she's happy that Ye is dating a fan of hers rather than someone who's a hater. Is Kim throwing shade or is she just being factual? Because I believe this Julia Fox girl said she's a huge fan of the Kardashians. What do y'all think? Is it shade or is it like, no, I'm happy. Take him off my hands.
I think Kim is neither. I think Kim is so indifferent about whether he was dating her or that maid that Arnold Schwarzenegger impregnated with that ugly son. She does not care. And I think Kim was doing the polite media trained thing to do to not make it a story, because it could have easily become Kim is beefing with Kanye's new girlfriend. And she threw a very classy base. Great, I love it. It'll make co-parenting easier since both of their ass live across the street. What's for dinner? I love it.
I disagree. Baby, that was the best form of Kardashian shade. She called her a fan. How do you call your ex-husband's new girlfriend a fan? I was here for all of it. I thought it was classy the way it was written. And I'm glad that she got in front of it instead of it being like a beat. But I'm like you, Q. It is this. The person with the most power is the least interested. And it's quite clear that in this dynamic, in this marriage, she has the most power. I'm proud of her. She is really showing to me that she's growing, and I like it. I think that she's over her marriage with Kanye. She's over his antics. She just wants to be happy. She wants to raise her kids. I think Pete with the meat is making her happy and got a smile on her face bigger than anything Kanye could ever put on it. And she is enjoying every second of it. I'm here for it.
You know, they always say, I would say this, the person who has the most control of their emotions is the one that's winning. And that's Kim Kardashian. I'm a fan of Kim Kardashian. You cannot hate the way she has turned her whole trajectory and narrative around. I remember back in, 2009, 10, people were just coming for her, porn star, this, that, diminishing her. This woman has crafted her brand. She's worth so much money. She handles the shade properly. She's a likable person. Say what you want, but herself seems very unproblematic to me. And she got Kanye West shook. He going to Russia to get her attention. And all she do is dating some little white boy with a big old penis.
But it's sympathetic, though. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm one of those people who's really big on peace. And I understand that true success in life is peace.
Right.
And it's got to be heavy being Kanye, waking up every day stressed about somebody who just straight up don't want you. He is giving me straight lifetime battered woman, going out of his way to get the attention of somebody who has spelled it out 900 ways. You are not wanted here. I'm really concerned about him because this is not healthy.
I think he's probably used to getting his way and he had it for a while and then to lose it. But his own antics, I think he's just not accepting that his antics played a big part in this. Like, he couldn't see the writing on the, we all saw the writing on the wall with how he was behaving, with the way he was with Trump. Like, look how Kim dealt with Trump. She was polite and kind. She used her access to get some people out of prison. And she kind of still kept them, like, she didn't act like she was in love with the man. We got video Kanye hugging up on the man, looking like Steven from Django, looking ridiculous. Like, that was a turnoff. Kim recognized her base.
And then the question that we have to ask, being fair, was that Kanye or was that Kanye's mental illness? I'm trying to help the brother. I'm trying to help him.
Well, I think she alluded to it when she said, you know, on that Saturday Night Live special, she said, I was married to one of the greatest rappers of all times, the wealthiest Black man in America. And the reason for the divorce is his personality. And I think that was her way of saying his mental illness.
Speaking of personality, again, back to Pete with the meat, he's winning. Not only is he dating Kim Kardashian and his career, like, he's getting a lot of attention now. So there's rumors about him allegedly being in the mix to potentially host the Oscars. Ooh. Like, they're Pete Davidson, they said he's reaching a crowd that that they want to get to. He's supposedly in the mix to host one of these big award shows. Can you imagine? That Kardashian machine is something else. All right.
The funny thing, I thought he was a skateboarder. I didn't even know what the damn boy did.
Well, yeah, comedian Saturday Night Live. All right, y'all, back to some more rumors. It looks like Aisha Curry has put the rumors to rest of her having an alleged open marriage with Steph Curry. Now, she posted, after Aisha posted GQ's magazine cover shoot on Instagram to show her support, one of her followers had time and posted her thoughts on Aisha's marriage. The user wrote, "But yet you still want an open relationship. If I were him, you would have been sent to the streets already." Aisha replied, she also decided she had time. She replied, "Don't believe everything you read. Don't disrespect my marriage like that, and please and thank you." What are your thoughts on this exchange? And why do people always come for Aisha? Why do you think they do?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell y'all two marriages that get on my last damn nerve. It's that Steph and Aisha Curry, and it's that John Legend and that Christy Teague. For whatever reason, and I don't know who is in control of hoisting them on the pedestal of Black royalty, and this is what the perfect Black relationship is supposed to look like, it just irks my last nerves. I don't know Aisha. I don't know nothing about that woman, all right? But she gives me a very Christy Teigen vibe too, that she ain't everything that this social media says she is to be. And we don't, and look, according to them divorce papers with Steph Curry, mama and daddy, Steph, and the apple ain't falling too far from the tree. Steph, your ass is cleanly right there as you want to be either. Because they say your daddy and your mammy was over there laying it low and spreading it wide. So you got a whole spirit coming out of you on both sides of your lineage. I don't know. I mean, I guess Aisha Curry, go bake some cookies, be on the front of Marie Claire, leave me the hell alone.
Okay. Al, what do you think about
this? You know, Q and I happen to agree on this one. This is, those two marriages are very public relation-y. Like everything is to expand or extend the story of a perfect marriage. Well, shoot, you know, marriages aren't perfect. And, you know, Aisha, the one thing that she should know, the worst thing you can do is respond. Now, what I thought was super interesting, though, was why didn't she address the source of the rumor? Instead, she addressed the comment to the rumor. I say, let's keep our eyes and ears open on this. But regardless of what their dynamic is of their marriage, whether it's open or closed or not, we do have to give it up to them that they are a very attractive couple and they made some very feisty and attractive kids. So I enjoy the imagery at minimum.
You want to know what's so funny? Unpopular opinion. I don't think so.
No, I think they're pretty. I mean, I think they
are not ugly by any stretch of the imagination. Now, that is not what I'm implying. But in terms of just drop... Go to any high school, you'll see Steph Curry. Go to any go to any Golden Corral, you'll see Aisha. Any Southern Georgia town, you will find a high yellow Aisha Curry in the Golden Corral. Nothing special.
I like them. I feel like, you know, they're like some other people in the press that people just love to say something negative about. They don't bother nobody. They don't do anything jacked up to anybody. I think it's the perception of, oh, they're perfect. But what are they supposed to do? Put their negatives and their dirt out there then so people can drag them for that? Like, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. You say you got things together, you keep it in house. You're boring. You're annoying. You put your stuff out there. Y'all got too much drama. I just want you to win.
Why can't they just go sit down?
Why can't they just show normal existence? Like, I mean,
probably normal for them, listen, though.
Yeah,
we don't.
She doesn't wake up with a full face of makeup on.
We don't.
Wake up with a full face.
Even know if Oprah and Steadman eat. Okay, we don't see no pictures of them eating. We don't see Pauletta and that man. We don't see Samuel and his wife. We don't see LL and his wife. We don't see Snoop Dogg and his wife. There are ways you can sit your Black ass down and go to Red Lobster and eat a Cheddar Bay biscuit and an Ultimate Feast without it being plastered all over the TMZ. go sit y'all ass down somewhere and raise them high yellow ass kids and leave us alone.
You naming all old people who can barely get the Wi-Fi to work. These are young people who grew up on social media. And you know, we do the same. You know what kills me? And I'm going to call a spade a spade. We criticize Q, especially stuff that we all do. But when someone else does it, we all, oh, how y'all do this? We do the same shit.
Baby,
we
don't hold y'all.
We post up all the time.
Claudia, you
would get that.
I be having, Claudia, I be having 6 or 7 men coming out of here tonight, baby. During the week. And don't none of y'all know. Y'all don't know none of my business, honey.
Okay, point taken. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we'll be back with everybody else's business and not our own because we're so perfect on TGIF. Welcome back to TGIF. Real quick, I got to say to my boyfriend who's watching, he's in the comments in the YouTube chat. That's Do It With KJ. He's saying I'm not allowed to say Pete the Meat anymore on the show and that he will be having a talk with me later on. So I'm sorry, baby. It's just in the news. It's in my script. Anyways, y'all, let's make this money. Did you know that most of the baby foods, kids' foods at the grocery store is heavily processed and often on the shelf longer than your little ones have been in this world? Little Spoon is a one-stop shop for healthy, easy mealtime and snack time for your baby, toddler, and big kid. Now it's delivered right to your door. Little Spoon makes everything fresh and uses absolutely nothing artificial. It's just like homemade, all delivered to your door and ready in just seconds. Now just pop your meals in the fridge or freezer and use them when you're ready. It's just that easy. Little Spoon makes 100% organic cold-pressed baby food for every eating stage, including the weaning stage and into the big kid years. All the recipes taste absolutely delicious, are naturally balanced, and free of junk, helping you to set your little one up for a lifetime of health. Now, the best part is the price. With kids' meals under $5 and baby food and smoothie snacks under $3, it makes trying Little Spoon easy. So start the new year with fresh with Little Spoon. Now to get 30% off your first order, use code T30 at checkout. That's code T30 at checkout for 30% off and get your kids some healthy food. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be back with more messy TGIF with Alan Q after the break. Welcome back to TGIF. So Little Spoon, one of our newest sponsors. Who knew that adults can eat them too, right, Q?
That's right.
That's what you feeding your gentleman callers of the night.
I did. Shut up, Florida, because I almost said something. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Did you burp them too?
Baby, I did. Oh, get off my line. Go ahead.
Change their diaper.
You change their diaper? Y'all baby, did diaper kink.
And one thing, ain't no diapers, baby. I mess with old men, rich men that drive rich cars that could pay all this rich rent.
Oh, depends.
Speaking of people dating rich men, Portia Williams fans are starting to look at her differently after she tried to physically attack her ex-fiance and his mother on last week's episode of Bravo's show, Portia's Family Matters. While it's unclear what started the altercation, Portia took to social media and implied that her ex, Dennis McKinley, got physical with her. Williams wrote, "There is a lot that viewers didn't get to see, and I wish we had more cameras to capture that. I've learned in the past, really girl, that physical violence is never okay, especially when a man is causing physical harm to a woman. I take accountability for reacting strongly to what I was seeing and hearing. While I was not physical with Ms. Gina, I regret to arguing with an elder." But folks are more concerned with the fact that Portia went after Dennis's mother, the grandmother of her child. Did y'all see this foolishness? What'd you think about what went down and about Portia's statement?
Saw the clip. Don't like the statement whatsoever. There's two things I don't like about the statement. Number one, I don't like the whole trying to play up men abusing women thing when that wasn't quite the situation. And the other thing that I hate that all the reality people do when they get in trouble is give this evasive, "There was so much y'all didn't see that the cameras didn't catch." Well, bitch, you sitting here with a damn scribe in your hand writing a damn statement. How about you fill us in? If there's so much backstory that we did not see, how about while you're writing your statement, you say, what y'all did not see is while Dennis was going to the bathroom, he threw a Capri Sun at me and hit me in the back of the head. It's not that hard for you to fill us in. If there's so much that we did not see, no, we saw what there was to see. And what we saw was a, you know, very aggressive portion. Now, listen, I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to pretend like I don't come from no family or folks ain't ever fought before. I'm not going to pretend like I ain't ever got into no fight before. Things happen. I think that this is an unfortunate situation where things happen, but I think that that's where it needs to start. And that's where it needs to stop. It doesn't need to become he beating on women and it's so much abuse he did in the back and cut all that out.
And if you don't like the way the show is going, you are starring in it and you're the executive producer. I don't know. Al, what do you think about this?
I don't know. This appears to me to be the beginning story of a Georgia Peaches fall from grace, to be honest with you. I think we shared this a couple of shows back, a couple of months back. I think we're getting a front seat to the real Portia Williams. And this front seat isn't showing her in a very flattering way. I think that we know that Portia can be violent. But at the end of the day, from what I can see and from what I'm told and what I read, the real stars of this show is Dennis and Mama Gina. That's her name, right? Mama Gina. I think that's what everybody's saying are the real stars of this show. So maybe we're going to see a spinoff opportunity around who the real most interesting people are. Because I think Portia Williams' time on television, unfortunately, may be coming to an end.
I agree. You know, and there was a time that if Portia would have played her cards right, she would have been the star of the Real Housewives of Atlanta because it was heading in that direction where it was all about her. Like, listen, you know, you can't argue with the fact that she's not a charismatic person and she's not a pretty girl and she's fabulous with her clothes and all the things and the trinkets. And people care about what she's talking about, like what she's doing, not what she's talking about. So she was in perfectly placed in position with being the star of the show, with NeNe, their huge star, not being there anymore, Cynthia being gone, she could have really been placed where she would, it was all about Portia. It could have been the Portia Williams show. She chose to leave and do her own thing. And there's an argument to be made that this show did like irreparable damage to her brand.
Right.
You know, before with the other ladies, we can say, oh, you know, with Kenya, it was, she was provoked. And then with the other girl, her friend, oh, I was drunk. Then with Cynthia, it was editing. It's always someone else's fault. When is it your fault? You're lunging at this your child's your daddy's mom, and he reacts. I didn't see him put his hands on you. And it's always someone else's fault. At some point, you have got to say, I need to chill the hell out. This is her fourth altercation that we know about. And trust me, there's more. Portia Williams, we don't rock with each other. I'm just doing my job. But you are messing up a bag. You're going to be another one to fumble an amazing bag. You have everything there for you. You quit all your good jobs to do this show. You put all your eggs in this basket and you look like it's very trashy. You fighting everybody. Who's next?
And I'm going to tell you something.
You.
I call the cops. I ain't fighting. I'm 48 years old.
There are two people here who should be concerned. Number one, I think Simon should be concerned. Because why is it that you're having such an emotional response to that former part of your family, former part of your life? Like, why is that side of the family able to pull out that type of emotion from you? Number two, Portia should be concerned. Any man that gets married four times, creates children, and some of these marriages, some of them he didn't, that's a habit thing. I do a couple years with you, I fool a lot, I get bored, then I move on. So while you're right here quitting all your jobs and carrying on and putting all your eggs in one basket, it just does not feel smart to me.
It appeared to me from the clips that I've watched that she's not over Dennis. I mean, I feel like there's an undercurrent there that she hasn't put to rest. Now, on the other side of that, this new husband-to-be of hers is tattooing her name on his back.
That don't mean nothing.
I understand. I'm just sharing. And this just reeks of mess.
This I think they're both so thirsty and desperate for the attention, for the constant feeding of the ego, that they'll both do anything to stay in the headlines. Him getting mm-hmm. a tattoo on his wide back or his shoulder, wherever it was. Her marrying this guy that had three other failed marriages. And so quickly, it's listen, and I don't think it makes her or her, you're putting your family out there too. And yes, it's obvious that there's still some feelings for Dennis. You won't give him back his robe. You don't want him to bring you on a, bring a date. And this these physical, these emotions she's showing for him. I mean, I think she should have been worked on that first before going on television and been solid with a man. And if Dennis did put his hands on her, don't you think Simon, who was standing right next to them, would have reacted differently? Like, don't try to make Dennis a woman beater when he's not. Just right. address what the real issue is. Because, girl, you have were in position to have it all. Don't
Let me ask you a question. When you get married, in my opinion, and I've never been married, but I think when you get married more than two times, it reduces every marriage past the second one to just a boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be walking around here falling in love with everybody and wanting to spend the rest of your life with every damn man that smiles at you. I met a woman a couple Tuesdays ago at my Italian spot that I go to who's been married seven times. She said she'd been married seven times, and I just looked at her with the stupidest look on my face. She was a Jewish woman, older Jewish woman. I looked at her with the stupidest look on my face, and she was like, what? And I was like, I was like, as far as I'm concerned, those were not husbands. They were boyfriends. The fact that you could marry them so haphazardly and then leave them so quickly, and then I cracked the joke. I said, I hope you came up each time, and she bust out laughing, and she said, I did. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, he's been married four times, which says to me that he does not necessarily take the institution of marriage serious. You're just an elevated girlfriend. I hope it lasts.
You know, I'm sick of talking about her as well. So after tonight, we're going to just chill out on talking about Portia. But before we go to break, her cousin is on Instagram. And I'm just going to mention before we go, she put on her page that she does not agree with messing around, better yet being engaged to a married man. And she said she told Portia her thoughts. So the cousins are coming out. Her own family's like, look, this is a hot ass mess. And it's causing drama with her family. We're going to take a quick commercial break. If y'all have any reactions to this, we can come back with that. If not, we can move on. Now we can take a commercial break.
Huh? We're going to talk about it. I got something to say to that cousin. We're going to talk about it.
Okay. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. Okay. Before we went to break, we were talking about the second part of this Portia Williams story. So her cousin, Portia's cousin, took to Instagram to answer questions about Portia's relationship with Simon, questions that she claims she's being bombarded with. In her now deleted Instagram story, she wrote that she doesn't agree with Portia's relationship with Simon and claimed that Portia was messing around with him when he was married. Check out what she said. I don't agree with messing around, better yet being engaged to a married man. I told her my thoughts. Now, what are your thoughts on this, TEQ?
I think the cousin ain't shit and God ain't in him. Okay. I don't care what you feel. I read further. She said, you know, she hadn't heard from Portia and Miss Diane since her mom died. And then all of a sudden they called her to be on the show and she didn't want to participate or whatever the case may be. Baby, first of all, you're not that accessible that the whole world was just bombarding you with questions. We don't even know who you are, number one. Number two, regardless of whatever is going on in your family, that is your cousin. That is the way she eats. This is her brand. That is the way she provides money for her child, her mama, Lauren, and everybody else, whether it was the truth, the lie, whether she was sleeping with Simon or sleeping with the deacon. That was not your place to get on the internet and spray her the way you did. You ruined family situations trying to be nasty and mean and get back for whatever reason. It reeks of jealousy. And don't be mad when your ass don't get invited to Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever the case may be. You ain't the only person in the world that figured out that Portia was messing with that man while she was still with Fallon. And everybody feels that way. But I just really think it's a double scoop of trifling when family, especially non-popular, non-celebrity family, takes to the internet or media and does stuff like this. I just don't support it.
I agree with that. Although we cannot agree with what she's doing, I think it is wrong.
Shut up. Shut up.
Like, tell me in-house.
Yeah.
Al, you agree with that?
I don't know.
We're going to talk about her after this.
Yeah. Either. Okay.
Listen, if it was me, I'm not going to lie to you. I would go around my cousin's house and kick their ass. You just don't do that. Mm-hmm. You don't do it. You don't do it.
All right, we can move on from this. Are you cool with that?
This is cool.
Tristan Thompson.
I go around there and kick her ass.
Another one we're sick of. Tonight, we're covering all the people that we're going to retire after tonight for a while, but they keep staying. Listen, we just go with what's trending. They stay in the news. We got to talk about that. Tristan Thompson, his admission to being the father of a child with Marilee Nichols, not only cost him his relationship with the love of his life, Khloe Kardashian, but will also cost him $40,000 a month in child support. Now, Tristan is paying the same amount of child support for his son with Jordan Craig. What are your thoughts on this? $40,000 a month for a one-night stand, allegedly? Baby,
she eating good. Don't ask me how I know, but I can tell you what $40,000 a month feel like. Mama eating good.
It's cute.
She eating good, bitch. She eating good. You know
what, Claudia, to me, is so funny. We covered this story so many times. I actually shared that what she would get would be about this much. She got it. She got the bag. It's so funny that nowadays the baby is the new bag. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is shop on athletes, prey on athletes, prey on entertainers. These women no longer need to have a talent or an education anymore. It's not like with you, Claudia, or Vivica, or Lisa Ray, or Selena Johnson, all you hardworking, talented women, educated, and work hard to get where you are, to get that bag. It's no more of you guys left. Now you have these IG models who get the bag through the baby. This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen, and I'm wondering, what is it going to take to make this tide change?
Can I ask one question? And we'd have to take a deeper dive on another show. But do you recognize a correlation between race and the type of women that get the bag? And I just ask that because I don't see it as prevalent. I don't see the white women running out to be baby mamas. I see a lot of us Black women, we carry that I'm so-and-so's baby mama as a badge of honor. Whereas from what I observe, a lot of times the white women get them to at least marry them.
Well, maybe that says more about the white man than the Black and the Black man. I mean, I think we prefer to have the ring, but I don't want to say that we get married less, but.
You know what I'm saying? In those situations, but it's almost as if I notice with the Black girls, we aspire to be mamas of athletes. Yeah. I'll never forget when I was growing up in Miami, I had a lot of homegirls that were Miami Heat cheerleaders and Miami Dolphins cheerleaders fresh out of high school. And the conversations would always be, "Ooh, girl, you better try to have a baby. Girl, you better have a baby for that nigga. You better have a baby." And I just wonder if things are the same on the other side of the aisle. I'm not privy to conversations in white households, so I do not know. But it feels as if the Black girls carry it as a badge of honor if I can become so-and-so's baby mama.
I think the white girls do too. They just not vocal about it. Their mamas go tell them, "You're going to mess with a Black man. You better go get you one of them athletes." And they, I don't know, maybe they found a way to get them to marry him. But I do not think they're less trifling. I don't think white women are less trifling. I just think they have, maybe it's different lingo with culture wise, but they out here just as trifling and dating men that they would never date if they weren't those rich athletes. I got to stand up for my sisters on that one. Real quick before we go, we got to touch on the topic. We're probably not going to be able to do a deep dive. So this is going to be part one. We definitely got to get more into this. Big story. Dylan Gonzalez shared that she's having a hard time coping after allegedly being raped by Trey Songz in a Las Vegas hotel. Gonzalez shared a post stating, "I am forced to repeatedly relive in my mind and suffer anew the long suppressed horror and unbearable PTSD of my rape by his very hands at a well-known Las Vegas hotel. I want to send my love, strength, and hope to all who are victims of sexual assault. In its fatal nature, you are not alone." She also shared she is taking legal action and seeking justice. Trey Songz's legal team have denied the allegations and plan to take legal action, including filing a civil suit. Thoughts on this statement?
women, I have one thing to say. And it's what Kathy Bates said when the Me Too movement came out way back when. She said, back when I was coming up in the business, a young lady knew when she went to a director's room what she was going for. Now, in a perfect utopian society, women should be able to walk around butt booty naked behind locked doors in front of men with nothing being happening. Unfortunately, that is not the society that we live in. I do not know what happened between Trey and this young girl. What I do know is that you went up to his hotel room, you and him alone. What did you honestly expect and or think his intentions were? Not blaming you, but women, until we get to a place where that mutual respect between men and women are there, y'all gotta stop going to these guys' hotel rooms.
I can't agree with that. We're gonna have to come back another day. This man has gotten over 6 years of accusations. 2017, Keke Palmer. 2018, Miss Jeffries. 2019, Miss Powell's. 2020, Miss Powell's friend. 2021, the Cosmo Hotel incident. 2022, Dylan Gonzalez. This is not about going back to a room because you're attracted to somebody and some funny stuff go down. This is about a young man who has a history of taking advantage of women.
You know what? I have a lot to say. We're going to go in on Friday. So make sure you check us out on Friday, TGIF. Thank you guys for another great show and for watching us. See you Friday. Stay tuned for the Black Report up next. And we're going to get in that ass on Friday, Trey.